he chose the QL at the time for a target for development. Yep. Why was that? Was it the next big thing in your eyes? Was it something?
No, it's because they were free.
Okay.
Because Clive Sinclair, who was a friend of mine, he's still a friend of mine, gave me a bunch of them, and so we had them.
So had you worked for Clive at that point then?
No, never. I've never worked for Clive. Right. He's always been a friend of mine, and he's always been a good friend. And
quite a good friend to have in computing.
Yeah, although I didn't really think of him in that way, because I didn't think of him as, because every time I talk to him about computers, his eyes glazed over.
Right.
And so I didn't think of him as that sort of a friend. I just thought of him as a good friend, and certainly someone who I could, you know, count on if I needed to be taken out for dinner one night because I had, you know, was starving. I knew that Clive was always there for me. And Clive, you know, gave us a whole pile of QLs, and so we could use them to develop this game. And originally, we thought that we would probably publish them through Sinclair,
right?
And that was our original thought. And then I met Tony Rainbird, and he persuaded me to look at the wider market, you know, because we were just like focused, okay, we'll do a QL game and then we'll do the rest. And Tony said, no, you've got to think about the whole market immediately.